Holidays, a monologue by Spoon Jackson. Holidays in prison hang on like a snotty-ass cold or pounding headache that won't let you sleep. No mail again today, so close to Thanksgiving and Christmas. What the fuck do I have to be thankful for? Just breathing, is that enough? What do I have to be thankful about now, after decades gone? I never sold any raw oats, and what the fuck does that mean? What the fuck do I have to be thankful about now that younger women see me as an old piece of shit and middle-aged women see me as a failure? Holidays in prison is like being snow-blind and living alone in an Arctic winter. Nothing to cheer you up or to focus on to even out the light until the holiday season is gone. Gone like the mail, romance, visits, family, and friends. Gone like the promises made from good intentions to stay in touch. Gone like the south-going swans or other places. Gone like the scent of a woman. Gone like the sight of crimson-painted toes and cut-off jeans. Gone like the rivers, mountains, meadows, and sandy beaches. Gone like the sun and moon, the warm, faraway places. Fuck Easter, fuck Christmas, fuck Thanksgiving, fuck New Year's, fuck birthdays, fuck Make America Great Again, fuck prisons and all holidays. I just want to taste honey toes again and breathe unprisoned air. Growing up in a Baptist family where my mom was always the most noble Christian, my dad never loved her and believed in sex with any woman any time. Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and New Year's all seemed to come at once, back to back to back, and numb my spirit, my heart, and my soul. Birthdays where you hope, despite the gray, younger women still see the fire in your eyes, the fire in your heart and soul, the young, firm you, where age really doesn't matter until you start a relationship with someone younger. You think you don't age, but you do. Halloween is the start of trick-or-treat. There are no tricks or treats in prison. No special times, no special food or drink for any holidays. No distant relatives or friends coming by for dinner or to stay a while. No hands to hold or lips to kiss. No turkey, ham, goose, nuts, cookies, candy, or cake. No sweet potato pie filling the sky. Just raw, lonely time that eats you alive during the holidays. Eats away at your heart, your hopes, and dreams. Eats away at your freedom. You long for this acid time of year to end like hot piss in a toilet. You call and write people who are rightfully occupied with their holiday season to write, visit, or pick up the phone. Too preoccupied to get back at you at all. I wish them all the best. I go into my deep silence until the holidays are over. Holidays are like an open wound each year. I sit in misery too low to even write out and bug people preparing for their celebration. I know family and friends are burnt out on visits, coming inside where prison staff have no human Thanksgiving or holiday or Christmas spirit. People barely in contact when there are no holidays, so I hibernate like a bear and hope each spring and summer will bring something different. I don't pretend holidays are nice in prison. I prefer to work straight through holidays at my job as a radio producer. I sit like the last saber-toothed tiger, sad and broken at these made-up holidays I once celebrated. I now would rather shovel horse shit.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.